Now, back to the Horsepower for an Hour show.
It's about time!
With Donnie and Spence.
Let's roll!
Our next guest on Horsepower for an Hour is blazing the trail in the highly competitive world of cable TV. He's the president of MAV TV. We'll discuss television, advertising, entertainment, and MAV TV's connection to Lucas Oil. MAV TV was founded in 2002 by four former Showtime network executives and was originally geared towards a male-dominated audience. In 2011, Lucas Oil Products purchased MAV TV. Lucas Oil was eager to employ the same growth strategies to transform MAV TV into a premier cable network that it employed to grow the lubricants business. MAV TV aims to become a broader scope network geared towards the modern American family. Lucas Oil is investing in programming, an updated on-air look, and increased production quality, all to add more value to the viewer experience. MAV TV is an acronym that stands for Movies, Action, and Variety. Bob Pattison is the number two executive behind Forrest Lucas in the rapidly expanding Lucas Oil empire. He served in that role for the past 18 years. In addition to being the president of MAV TV and executive vice president and general counsel of Lucas Oil Products, Incorporated, he oversees both MAV TV and Lucas Oil's ever-burgeoning interests and investments in motorsports and television production. Today, Lucas Oil Production Studios produces more than 300 hours of television for CBS, CBS Sports, NBC, NBC Sports, Speed, Fuel, and MAV TV.
Bob, welcome to Horsepower for an Hour.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show today.
It is a delight to have you here. I want to get started right away with nearly 500 different channels available on cable. I mean, and the cable channels, as you already know, are burgeoning. Satellite, terrestrial TV, all the others. Why do viewers need MAV TV? Talk to us about that.
Well, because I think we're bringing something to the marketplace that's never really been done before. We invested a lot of money in developing what we call the programming for the American family with an interest in action and adventure and an active lifestyle. And our brand name is MAV TV American Real, and that's exactly what we're all about. Real people, real stories, real action. And we're offering content that's suitable for the entire family. So we have a very healthy offering of motorsports programming, grassroots, regional-based motorsports programming that you don't see anywhere else. We have mixed martial arts, MMA. We have an exclusive deal with King of the Cage for people that like the MMA fighting experience. We have major theatrical movies for people that want to chill and kick back and watch a good movie. And we have a great relationship with the Fender Guitar Centers. We have a lot of great exclusive content in the music genre for people that are interested in watching a good concert every once in a while. Plus, we're creating real action-based adventure and travel documentaries specifically for our network. So people that have a zest for life and they want to sit down and watch quality entertainment with their family, MAV TV is the destination for that.
Well, clearly, Lucas Oil invested in MAV TV, I think it was back in 2011. Now, as the number two man at Lucas Oil, obviously, clearly, you were instrumental in the purchase decision. But in what ways does that purchase, or what way does the purchase of MAV TV enhance the Lucas Oil brand? How does it all come together?
Well, what it does for us is it gives us the ability to take control over the delivery platform for our content. And by producing content with our production studios, by making the decisions on how we program the network, what we program it with, that's all done internally with essentially the same staff and the same management team that runs Lucas Oil and our production studios. So we have more control over the quality and the content. Plus, it ensures us the ability to have a platform to always deliver our message to the world, our marketing messages, our content that we like to deliver on behalf of Lucas Oil that entertains our fans and our key demographic. It gives us that control of our own destiny, I guess, for lack of a better word. Plus, it gives us a platform to distribute, not only through linear and satellite TV, but also with the evolution of these alternate forms of content delivery, the internet-based TV platforms, the Hulu and the Roku and things of that nature that are developing and becoming a bigger part of our life. By being positioned with MAV TV and having those resources available to us, it helps us stay on the cutting edge and the front of that ever-changing entertainment media industry that's so critical to the growth of Lucas Oil Products.
Well, the next question I have for you is actually comes in two parts, and clearly if you're not comfortable answering it, then obviously just say I'm not comfortable answering that, and we'll move on to the next one. But the first part of my question is how much did it cost you guys for MAV-TV?
Well, because we're a privately held company, I can't disclose that information.
Okay.
But we paid a fair price for it, and it was in line with the typical network valuation.
And then the second part of my question would be, how quickly do you feel you can turn it into profitable?
Well, the goal is to have this thing profitable by the year 2015, and we are well on our way to that. We've managed to substantially increase our rating, which in turn enhances the ad value, so the ad dollars are starting to increase for the network. Plus, we're significantly improving our distribution, so our household universe is improving day by day, and all that ultimately will eventually equate to a better revenue stream. So right now we're on track to be profitable in year 2015.
Bob, one of the unique features that MAV-TV has is its high-definition program. In fact, your mission is to deliver the highest quality programming available. Now, back in 2010, the government mandated high-definition programming for all broadcasters. The next evolution in high-definition, though, is on the horizon with this 4K high-definition. Talk to us about 4K high-definition, and how quickly is MAV-TV going to adapt to it?
Well, we're trying to stay up with the latest trends. In fact, when we got into HD, we were making the investments in the right technology that was current for that time and what we foresaw as the future. In fact, many of the cameras that we shoot our shows and our racing episodes with, we acquired through Sony, and we actually had to wait for delivery because they were using the latest, greatest equipment over in China when they were doing the Olympics. So we actually had to wait until the Olympics were over to take delivery of some of the high-definition equipment that we purchased at that time. And we have a very talented staff that their job is to keep us on track and ahead of the curve. So I'm not the technical guy here in the network. I'd probably better direct those questions to other people. But Forrest Lucas has made the decision that our goal is to be the best independent network in America and to make the investment necessary to make that mission statement happen, be smart about how we spend our money, but strategically put it in the right places and staying up with the highest quality production available. That is mission critical for us.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Bob Pattison. Bob is the president of MAV-TV, and he's executive vice president and general counsel of Lucas Oil Products.
Bob, MAV-TV has its own YouTube channel, its own Facebook page, its own Twitter account, and its own Pinterest presence as well. What's the role of social media in modern television today?
Well, it's becoming more and more important, especially if you want to start getting the word out and creating interest in a particular program, or if you want a special promotion. It's a great way of reaching a lot of people in a cost-effective manner and creating some buzz, chat about what's happening, what's good, what's not good. So we have a staff here dedicated to maintaining the social media site. It's growing for us. It's becoming a bigger and bigger part of our marketing strategy and the support that we have to throw out there to gain better distribution for our distributors. It's, we have to do this to create brand awareness, create brand education as to what MAV-TV is all about, why should someone bother to tune in and watch our shows, and this is a great vehicle for doing that. So it's very important. It doesn't surpass cross-channel advertising and some of the more traditional forms of advertising that are still effective, but it's definitely an integral part of the whole plan.
Hello, Bob. Tom Spence with Horsepower for an Hour here. Back in about 1980-81, when I was going to college, our instructor back then said there was going to be these tiers of TV stations that would bring in entire networks on woodworking, entire networks on cooking, and we looked at him like he was completely out of his mind. Now that we've moved so far forward, looking at MAV-TV and the selection of programming, I mean, you guys have pulled this off in a huge way. You have Lucas Oil Motorsports, the off-road racing, the Lucas Oil Pro Polling League, along with Race Central TV, Motorhead, Traveler, and One and Done. Interesting how you pick the other shows that are on there, like Ad Persuasion, Combat Forces, about armed forces training, Ice Cold Cash, the game show where the host has an ice cream cart. How do you come up with all of these shows to come? Is this via focus group, a little seat of the pants? How do you come up with such great programming to fill all of those hours?
Well, we've done some focus group studies, but a lot of it is based upon common sense and what we would like to watch. And we sort of base it on a gut feel in a lot of instances, and the viewers will tell us what they like and what they don't like. And the ratings obviously dictate what stays on the network. But we look at a program first and foremost, and does it have something that's a little different that you don't see on every other channel? Is it something the entire family can sit down and watch together without offending anyone?
Mm-hmm.
And we like to skew towards something that has, like, action and adventure, something that's got a more, upbeat tone to it. And if it satisfies all those requirements, then we consider it. We're not trying to be political. We're not trying to be religious. We're trying to represent what we feel the typical, if there is such a thing, average American family would enjoy sitting down and watching together in the front room. It may not be the most scientific method, but so far it seems to be working. Our ratings, since we rebranded the network, have increased 5 times.
Wow.
over where we started, so it seems to be working, and as long as it works, then we're going to stick with the, formula.
Looks like they've got a system that's working well for them, Tom, because when we talked with Forrest a couple of days ago, or last week, whenever it was, he used the same term to kind of characterize the whole Lucas Oil Industries, and that is you come at it with a common sense approach. I like that.
Yeah, from the gut, sometimes seat of your pants is a great way to go. Let's talk about the big R word here, too, and revenue. What we're traditionally used to is like advertising or direct paid programming. Are you looking to change that paradigm, or is it going to be mostly advertisement via commercials and product placement? How is that going to work for MAV TV?
Well, right now, because the network is relatively small, we're dealing with a lot of direct response advertisers, which is we're a good fit for that. We have not got into the more general advertising world where it's a CPM basis, but as we grow in size and get more critical mass under us, that will evolve. Certain parts of our programming day part are available for paid programming, but that's being reduced as we grow and improve the quality of the network. We are creating shows internally through our own production studios, and there will be in-show product placement sponsorship opportunities that will naturally go hand in hand with that. So it's going to be a mixture of all of these elements, and I think you have to be nimble in this marketplace today, that you have to be able to offer a wide variety of options in order to garner that advertising revenue stream. And MAV TV is also launching a second area network called MAV TV Global, which is going to be skewed more towards the Latin America market, Mexico and Brazil. We should have launches in both of those countries within the next 90 days, followed by Chile, Peru, and Argentina shortly thereafter. So it's a secondary network to MAV TV. Some of the programming that we have here will be distributed to Latin America, but we're also creating new and original programming specifically for that marketplace as well, and that in turn will also help enhance the overall revenue stream for the network business.
Boy, relax and take it easy doesn't seem to be in the near future. That's very, and I really appreciate the fact that the angle that you're going with the family. I got a 10-year-old, and every once in a while you want to pop on the telly and not get something that's just simply snotty for the sake of being that way, and it really looks like you got a great thing going here, so congrats on that.
Well, thank you very much. It's pretty much a directive, and Forrest made it very clear. He wants this network to be something that we're proud of, something that reflects the values of what the company stands for, and he laid down that directive to everyone, and you know, we do our best to adhere to that. I think so far we've been successful with it.
Well, Bob, we're just about out of time for this segment, but before we go, where can our listeners go to find out some more information about MAV TV and Lucas Oil?
Well, the best place for MAVTV is MAVTV, MAVTV.com, and it'll give you a sampling of our shows. It'll also tell you how to sign up for MAVTV if you're interested, and also Lucas Oil, LucasOil.com, will give you a lot of information about Lucas Oil and our various properties. And there's also a link on that website that will take you over to MAVTV as well. So either one of those locations will get you information on MAVTV and Lucas Oil. You can look deeper into our company and all the various things that we're involved with. And tonight, for those that do have it, we premiere the new show, One and Done, W-O-N and Done. It's a drag race competition reality show similar to Pink's and Pink's All Out. It has the host, Rich Christensen, and the producer that created those shows. They're under contract with MAV to produce the new racing competition show. Very interesting, very exciting. The format, I think, is quite challenging for the competitors, and that premieres tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern and again at 11 o'clock Eastern. So anyone that enjoyed watching Pink, I think they'll enjoy this show every bit as much, if not more.
Well, you certainly do have my attention because I enjoyed watching Pink's, and I got a chance to meet Chris once, maybe about a year ago or so. Delightful guy. That's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, I will definitely be tuning that in. I am a drag racer at heart and have been since I can remember. My father had an automatic transmission shop in 1959. I was born in 62, so I cut my teeth in the automotive world, so I will definitely be tuning in. But, folks, we've been speaking with Bob Pattison. Bob is the president of MAVTV. It has been a treat having you on with us today, Bob. We look forward to having you on again real soon.
Well, it's been a pleasure for me as well, and I do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.